Václav Král was one of the Czech Republic's most prolific automobile designers, a veritable legend in his field. Last year, when he died unexpectedly at the age of just 69, it understandably came as a shock to his loved ones and friends, but it even caught countless fans who never knew him off guard. He had been working on a new project, Auto Design and Styling magazine, as well as a planned exhibition of some of his best work in the town of Roztokin near Prague, where he lived for many years. The exhibition was meant to mark his 70th birthday and his lifelong passion for design. As it is, it became something of a final retrospective in memoriam. Tanya Pekarková is one of the organizers at the Museum of Central Bohemia in Roztoky, who helped put together the exhibit. She counted Mr. Král a personal friend. She knew him and his family well.
Václav wasn't from Roztoky originally, but I got to know him when he and his family moved into the same building. I knew him for more than 30 years. Over that period, I got to know his methods of working. At times, I saw him work on illustrations or try out new prototypes. It was always exciting watching him in the process.
Václav Král was born in the Moravian city of Ostrava in 1936. Early on as a child, he showed talent for illustration. In the 1950s, as a young man, he then studied automobile design in the East Bohemian town of Mladá Boleslav, some 60 kilometers outside of Prague. When he was just 18, he designed his first automobile, built on the chassis of the historic KDF Volkswagen. A limited series of 10 cars were produced. After that, Václav Král worked for the Czech manufacturer Škoda and worked as an illustrator for Czech automobile magazines, including Svět automobilů, the world of cars. He excelled. Throughout his career, sharp and fresh illustrations remain a striking element of his work, capturing accurately not only sleek shapes of classic and modern vehicles, but also their complex innards with the finest mechanical precision. His son, David, a designer himself who cooperated on many of his father's projects, outlines his father's philosophy in both illustration and design.
Táta měl takové jedno nejoblíbenější heslo, že design vychází zevnitř.
My father had one motto, which was that design had to come from the inside, that there was more to design than what was on the surface, especially engineering design, cars, planes and trains. He said you had to understand what was going on within. You had to understand the basics, the quality of material, the vehicle's behavior in use. He always told me, you have to study physics and math, and then hope you get the artistry for design itself from God.
In the 70s, Václav Král not only designed, he also raced dune buggies. He designed the first such dune buggy in Czechoslovakia, the 1970 Bagheera, named after the Black Panther in Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book. Also, Václav's nickname is a Boy Scout. Tanya Pekarková again.
In his drawings of racing cars, you can feel the speed. He himself raced dune buggies, and that experience is evident. His technical illustrations, too, were exquisite. By hand, he could draw a crosscut of any vehicle, the engine to the shell, with all the technical parameters. No technology was unapproachable.
Jakákoliv technika ho nedokázala v té době předčít.
Throughout the 70s and 80s, Václav Král continued to design autocross vehicles, but his interests also ran to Formula One, like the 1978 Kin project. Arguably, though, his greatest opportunities came following 1989's Velvet Revolution, which opened the doors for new investors and more extensive and expensive projects. Perhaps the most famous today is his Tatra MTX V8, which clocked 260 kilometers per hour in 1997, the national speed record, with driver Petr Bold at the wheel. The car won the Czech Design Center's annual award for excellence. In all, 5 of the cars were produced. The designer's son says the so-called Super Tatra was easily his father's favorite.
Vlastně jeho nejoblíbenější věc je Super Tatra.
It was his favorite. From its first inception in 1986, when it was originally an idea for a rescue car in Formula One using a Tatra 613 chassis and a 3.5-litre 8-cylinder engine, to its final manufacture for the street, it was unparalleled. In 1992, the original model cost 2.7 million crowns. If you ask me which of the cars I prefer, though, I like the Dios Rebel two-seater. 130 horsepower, a low centre of gravity. The feeling behind the wheel in that car is unique.
Other cars took less time to produce, but says David Kral, constructing exclusive vehicles at a time when automobile design in general has moved towards standard parameters and a unification of approach, is not getting any easier. While the 90s offered more in the way of opportunities to a degree, designing custom vehicles is always a matter of compromise. But still, Kral and his son, often working on projects together, didn't give up.
Most projects took about 2 years. Together with your client, you discuss the product that they want, whether they want a utilitarian vehicle or a supersport car. There are all manner of methods on reaching the final prototype. You can either use computer software to determine the parameters, or you can work by hand, as we did at the beginning of the 90s, creating a wooden one-to-one model on which you fine-tune the details for the eventual laminate.
And that's not all. David describes the feeling when a new car is born.
Když už mluvíte o tom, když vlastně to auto vytvoříte, narodí se, tak to je fantastické.
Once the car sees the light of day, it's a fantastic feeling. It's like the birth of a child. Working from concept, discussing and deciding on everything from the chassis to the engine to the body to creation, fitting everything in. Then you have to fine-tune all the elements because the car is born raw. You have to teach it how to handle.
Protože všechno vlastně se narodí syrový a musíte to učit.
Interestingly, over the last 16 years, even as Václav Král saw some of his finest designs realized, he gradually grew increasingly concerned with the automobile's impact on the environment. And he began looking for different solutions, working on solar-powered projects at the Technical University in Prague, where he taught. He tried to instill in his students different approaches needed. And says David Král, in the last part of his life, he was far more concerned with sustainability. In the end, says his son, ordinary cars interested his father most. A concern that is done justice in the show with a section on his students' work. That, too, is Václav Král's legacy. Finally, Tanja Pekárková again.
Ta událost, která s jeho náhlým odchodem souvisí, byla pro mě...
After what happened, well, it wasn't easy for his family, especially for his wife Věra, to put together the show. We felt such a huge responsibility, but she was amazing. She knew about every last detail of his work. She knew exactly where everything should go. I still can't believe he's really gone. On the occasion of the show's vernissage, it felt very much like he was still with us. I tell myself, he's just stepped out.